Thank you, Daniel, for leading us. If you have your Bibles, we're going to be back in the book of Deuteronomy again this week. In Deuteronomy, we're in the next chapter, which is chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11, I believe it's page 181, if you have a hymnal, if you have a pew Bible, that is. Sorry, 182, if you have a pew Bible. Please stand with me as we read together from verses 18 through verse 25. Deuteronomy chapter 11, beginning in verse 18. And the word of the Lord says, "Impress these words of mine on your hearts and on your souls. Bind them as a sign on your hands, and let them be a symbol on your foreheads. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you sit at your house and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the doorpost of your house and on the gates, so that as long as the heavens are above the earth, your days and those of your children may be many in the land of the Lord swore to your fathers. For if you carefully observe every one of these commands I am giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to remain faithful to him, the Lord will drive out all these nations before you, and you will drive out nations greater and stronger than you are. Every place the sole of your foot treads will be yours. Your territory will extend from the wilderness to Lebanon and from the Euphrates River to the Mediterranean Sea. No one will be able to stand against you. The Lord will put fear and dread of you in the land where you set your foot, as he has promised." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I ask that you, in this next few moments, would open our hearts and open our minds to see the truth of your word, God, to hear from you, to know about your son Christ, and to know how you are dealing with your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Well, because it is Thanksgiving, because we are celebrating as a nation Thanksgiving, then this morning what we're going to do is we're going to kind of launch from Deuteronomy chapter 11, because the second half of the text points us to a psalm in Psalm chapter 95. That is specifically a psalm that has to do with thanksgiving. Enter to the Lord's courts with thanksgiving. So what we're going to do this morning is we want to look at this context of Deuteronomy chapter 11, and then we want to move to where the psalmist is talking about this later on as well. So let me catch you up on where we are and remind you of what we're doing in this context of Deuteronomy chapter 11. We've been week by week kind of walking through, knocking out a chapter or two each time. And this week, where we are in the story is that Moses had led these people out of Egypt. God delivered them. Not because of something they'd done, because they were his people and he's going to let them go. And they're leaving and he's going to take them to this great land where they don't have to be slaves any longer. And they don't have to wander around looking for food. They're going to have a land that's plentiful, that has food and milk and honey and all the things that they're going to need. Well, they disobey the Lord and they end up wandering in the desert for 40 years. And the Lord is disciplining them to teach them that he is their God and that he is the one that will provide for them. And Moses is writing this letter to those people who are now, most of them have already died, and now it's their children. And their children are standing right on the brink of the land that God has promised, this place called Canaan. God is going to take them in there, but the only problem is there's these enemies in there, and the Bible calls them giants, or big enemies, or powerful enemies, much stronger than these people of Israel. Even though Israel's getting bigger, these nations are still much stronger, and they have the land. But God has promised that he will fight on their behalf, and that he will give them the land if they follow him and they obey him. So the last couple weeks after he promised to destroy them, he says, "I'm not going to do this because of your self-righteousness. I'm not going to do this because of how good you are." As a matter of fact, it's the exact opposite, because every time I've told you to do something, you've hardened your heart. You've stiffened your neck. So you people, circumcise your heart. And do not any longer have stiff necks, or do not any longer refuse to do what the Lord has told you to do. So Moses is just kind of thrashing them. He's listed out all the times they've disobeyed. But he says, still, yet God is going to take you into this place. And when God is telling them he's going to do that, that's when we hit Deuteronomy chapter 11. Moses is going to continue this, and this is actually the summary or the conclusion of this whole passage from chapter 4 to chapter 11. He's finishing his sermon. And as you would do in any sermon that you're finishing, you want to kind of summarize what you have said to make sure the people hear and to make sure the people understand. And so the verses prior to what we just read was the summary. Follow the Lord. Serve the Lord. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul. And then he repeats this thing about write them on the tablets of your hands and write them on your hearts. Talk about them when you sit down. Talk about them when you lie down. Talk about them when you're on your cell phone. Talk about them when you're driving down the interstate. Talk about them when you're stuck in traffic. Talk about them when you're watching college football. Talk about the things of the Lord in all the circumstances of your lives. That's what Moses tells them. Just make it natural. Don't make it something you have to set up as a structural thing that you got to check it off your list. Just make it who you are. Make it what you talk about. And then he comes to them and says, impress these words of mine on your heart. And right after what we just read, right after this promise to give them this land, he says this, verse 26, look, today I set before you a blessing and a curse. There will be a blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord I'm giving you today, and a curse if you do not obey the commands of the Lord I'm giving you and turn aside. So three times there, right in the middle of that, he says, today, today, today. Today is the point of decision. Today is the point when God is calling these people to go one way or the other. It's not the first time that he's done this. And earlier in Deuteronomy, he did the same thing. He said, today is the point of decision. Today, do not harden your hearts. Today, do not live any longer as you have been. Remember last week, I mentioned that every time we try to brush the teeth of our little daughter, what she does is she immediately goes like this. She just clamps down those little lips. She doesn't let that toothbrush go in there, right? What she is doing is she is, as the scripture says, stiffening her neck or tightening her lips or clamping down and not proceeding with the desire that her father and her mother have for her, right? She is doing that. And Moses is saying that's exactly what you all are like. You all are the same way. When the Lord is telling you to do something, that's good for you. He designed the world. It's good for you to do what he says. And yet you're hunkering down, you're clamping down, you're not listening to the Lord. But today is the day when he wants you to make a decision about him, to follow him. And it's not just today, it's when tomorrow is today, it will be today again. And when the next day is today, it will be today again. So that every single day and every single moment of every day, we are to follow the Lord and to walk in his ways.